Good morning, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is one more QAnon video before I take my break from YouTube. I wanted to get this video done. This is based on a thread by a fellow on Twitter named Imperator Rex. I've been following Rex on Twitter for quite a long time. Very good political analyst, has a good sense of what is going on in the Trump administration. Imperator Rex is actually a very influential person on Twitter among people who do political Twitter threads, people like Thomas Wichter, Rising Serpent, The War Economy, and there's probably a dozen other people that I know of who they do political analysis threads on Twitter. And really none of them have been doing threads or commentaries on Q, other than a few of them have bashed Q in the past. Rex has never bashed Q publicly, but after some discussions that I had with him, and he's been discussing Q with some other people, he kind of came out of the closet and publicly announced that he is very interested in Q and thinks Q is part of the president's operation. So I wanted to share Rex's thoughts on Q, coming from someone who has not been an avowed Q follower. I think his insights are very interesting. So Rex starts out with this thread on how Team Trump is preparing the normies for what is coming, major swamp draining. Many people look at the Kabuki Theater in Congress as a way to evaluate Trump versus the swamp. They misunderstand the role that Trump has assigned to Congress in this great American scandal. And he links to a tweet by Devin Nunes, who interestingly thinks that Trump should declassify the 100% fraudulent FISA warrant for Carter Page. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Devin Nunes here in just a minute. Rex goes on to say that the strategy is becoming clearer now, Trump's strategy. Consider that Trump knows everything. And we know that from Q. We know that the president has access to the NSA. They have scooped up all intelligence, all private emails, text messages, you name it. Every way that people have been communicating, including people in the Obama administration, Trump has all of their communications, all their messages. He knows everything. This isn't a situation where he's flying blind. The evidence is in all of it. It has been for a long time. The issue isn't what Trump has. It's a question of how to bring the perps to justice and when. Rex says that in his opinion, Trump's main challenge isn't being so much in the evidence gathering or even in the enforcement. Trump has the ability to do both of those. Sessions and Huber, and I suspect other U.S. attorneys, are quietly going about their business. The main challenge has been educating and preparing the public for what is to come. Rex says, remember, Trump has zero support from Obama and Clinton media slaves. They once dominated the media landscape. We know that they have lost a lot of their power, but they still have some influence on public opinion. In fact, most of the outlets involved were part of the conspiracy. They lie and actively oppose Trump 24/7. They're complicit. And I believe we're going to find out soon enough that they were actually paid by the deep state to do their reporting. So how to bring justice down on the crooks? Well, you need popular support and you need understanding. The public has to be aware that terrible crimes occurred during 2015 and 2016, and also people need to be softened up for a major law enforcement action to come. One of the things that a lot of people are frustrated about is there have been no arrests. Well, you have to consider the fact that the people we're talking about are heroes to millions of people around the world. And you can't just arrest those people until the public is made aware of some of their crimes and some of their involvement. That means Trump also has to bypass the slave media complex in a way that makes them redundant. The when question is decided. The takedown is going to be calibrated to destroy the Dems in the midterm elections. Back to the how question. How do we do it? To bypass the Obama-Clinton slave media, Team Trump has executed a highly organized, disciplined, complex, and coordinated information campaign. They know they can't rely on the mainstream media to tell the straight story, so they have to find a way around the media. In my opinion, they're using four different channels to educate, prepare, and build a massive network of support under the radar. Each channel is run by specific individuals, key players, who have specific objectives, as well as different access levels to the trove of evidence that Trump has. What are the four main channels? Rex says, I think Twitter, Fox, Congress, and Q are the four main channels to get the word out, plus a handful of brilliant, courageous, and independent journalists. And then Rex says, wait, did you read Q? Yes. A quick comment on Q. Actually, this is not going to be quick. He has quite a bit to say about Q. I've never bought into the Q as a LARP theory. LARPs give up after time. They get tired, rejected, or bored. However, I've also always rejected the theory that Q is gospel truth, and I still do. Most of the Q gang assume that every Q breadcrumb is 100% true. Many believe it is Trump himself. They're wrong. That's naive. I don't really care who Q is, nor do I care if Q is predicting stuff before it happens. That is not the point. Now, I would take exception to what Rex says here, but again, you have to understand, we're talking about someone who is not an avowed Q follower. I think Trump is a lot more involved in the Q program than most people suspect. And I'm not going to say a whole lot more than that right now. But let's move on. Rex says that Q is a genuine pro-Trump propaganda, education, and awareness campaign. That is a true statement. It's interesting because a lot of people are calling Q a psyop. And if you look at the pure definition of the psyop, that is exactly what Q is doing. People, when they hear the word psyop, they take that in a negative connotation, and they think that psychological warfare psyop is always done to fool, to confuse, and to undermine the truth in society. That's not the case. In this case, the Q program is a program of psychological warfare that is intended to reprogram people who have been deceived for decades. Psychological warfare is really just a campaign of information that's designed to build public awareness or a public opinion on a certain issue. If the American public has been lied to for decades, we need a program of information that affects the psychology of our society, that reprograms us and gives us a different perspective on what's happening politically. In that sense, it is very much psychological warfare. But it's psychological warfare for a benevolent cause and not a malevolent cause. But I'll just continue here with what Rex has to say. Q is organized, targeted, and sophisticated. It's also enduring. And Rex said up above, if Q is a LARP, Q would have given up a long time ago, but we're going on, 9 months now of Q posts, and I think the posts are over 1,600 right now. Is the information that Q posts misinformation or real? Answer is both. We know that's true. We know that Q is aware that the deep state is observing his board. He has told us disinformation is real and disinformation is necessary. Some of the information that Q posts is intentionally misleading, but it's not misleading us. It's misleading the enemies of the president. And then there's all the real information. Rex goes on to say this, in my opinion, the Q Project objective has been to create mass awareness, discussion, engagement, and loyalty to the Drain the Swamp Project. Rex says the Q campaign is about creating pro-Trump informed speculation and to disperse it throughout social media, therefore bypassing the MSM. Rex is actually correct here. I'm going to go to a Q post from November 5th, 2017. Q posted this. By the way, if you see these abbreviations and you mouse over them on QAnon.pub, sometimes you'll get suggestions for the abbreviations. Q said, Seth Rich was only mentioned because it directly relates to Saudi Arabia and then Las Vegas. What hotel did the reported gunfire occur from? What floors specifically? Who owns the top floors? Top floors only. Why is that relevant? Now, tie this to top floors of the Mandalay Bay to Saudi Arabia. Al-Walid. What was the shooter's name? What was his net worth? How do you identify a spook? Q often will give you the answer to a question right after he asks the question. What can historical data collection reveal? Were there any eyewitnesses? Who? Was he registered as a security guard? So Q is asking, were there any eyewitnesses? And then says, oh, there was a witness. Was he a security guard? Why is MS-13 important? What doesn't add up? Was there only one shooter? Why was JFK released? What do the JFK files infer? Was there only one shooter? Who was in Las Vegas during this time? What was the real mission? Speculate. Right there, speculate. Q sometimes asks us, just take a guess, speculate. Give us your best thoughts on what all of this is connected to and what it means. Let's go on with Rex's thread here. The concept of Q is genius, beyond brilliant and unique. It allows Trump supporters to engage with others anonymously. Important in the current atmosphere, where outing yourself as pro-Trump is still a risky thing to do. We still see people getting beat up and assaulted just because they wear their MAGA hats. But the genius is the use of social media to do it. 4chan disseminates info with high velocity. Sorry, Rex, but Q is not on 4chan. Q is on 8chan. Q can drop a breadcrumb, a hint, a photo, a coded thread on a current Trump events, inviting speculation among the anons and people like us who are not anons. Within minutes, it's being viewed and discussed by millions of people on the chans, on Twitter, on YouTube, Minds, etc. Facebook, it's going everywhere. It's on Reddit. Inevitably, some of the anons become so fascinated, they dedicate their time to deciphering what the messages mean. This is true of the anons, but I spend an enormous amount of time decoding these messages, doing research on some of the more involved Q threads. I'll spend 2 or 3 or 4 days doing research before I'll put out a thread or a video, because I really want to understand what Q is posting about. Rex says very intelligently, too, what's the result? A massive network of pro-Trump speculation and research for very little cost. See the genius in it? What would it cost Trump to hire a bunch of researchers to dig into all the crimes of the deep state, to do the research? If you had to hire a staff of, let's say, 500 people, what would it cost? How would you train them? There would be a lot of logistics involved in doing that. But doing it this way on 8chan through Q, people are volunteering their time to do it. Rex goes on to say, the point of Q is to use misinformation mixed with true nuggets of real intel to produce mass speculation. At the same time, to educate the growing Q community about what is actually happening, plus providing pointers to the future and to lure new followers. I actually have a number of people now following my YouTube channel who were former Hillary and Obama supporters. Rex goes on to say, in my humble opinion, Q isn't one person. It's a collection of individuals loyal to Trump from within the intelligence community in the White House. Does Trump know about Q? Yes, most certainly. He doesn't have time to administer the program, but he'd be greenlighting a lot of it. Like I said, I think Trump is a lot more involved directly than most people think. A Twitter buddy asked me who I think is involved. Trump is a key part of it, I'm sure. Also possibly Stephen Miller, maybe General Flynn and Steve Bannon. But we'll never know. Nor do we need to. Q is just one component of an overarching comms strategy. I do not really agree with Rex there. I think at some point in the future, we are going to know who Q is, who the team is. Some of my friends have been having some very interesting dreams lately about Q. And I think, in addition to the fact that Q is going to become mainstream, and I mean mainstream, very soon, we're going to know a lot more about who the Q team is, if the dreams mean anything. So Rex goes on to say, what about the other three channels? Fox, that's obvious. The Hannity posse and Lou Dobbs are the main players. Hannity has been given enough information to drop the occasional bombshell and to whip up the base. He knows the enormity of the scandal, but not all the details. Actually, I think Rex is right here. I don't think Hannity has a whole lot of information about what's really going on behind the scenes. By the way, Rex says, Hannity's rabid anti-Sessions content is easy for us to lampoon as BS, but normies totally buy it. It's also a very effective way to create distance between Trump and Sessions. It's important for when Sessions needs to demonstrate his independence, right? If you have a conservative commentator like Hannity, who is continually attacking Sessions, attacking Rosenstein, attacking the DOJ because they're going after Trump, attacking Mueller, what that does is it makes the enemies of Trump think that they can trust Sessions, trust Rosenstein, trust Mueller. And at some point in the future, when Sessions has to drop the hammer, it's going to be very difficult for the enemies of the president to accuse Sessions of a political agenda, because they have perceived him for these last 2 years as being something of a deep state operative. So that is Twitter, Q, and Fox. What about Congress, the fourth channel? Well, it seems clear that Trump has entrusted select congressional figures with different levels of knowledge about the criminality in the 2016 election. Grassley, Goodlatte, and Nunez are the key players. In turn, they assign specific access and intel to other people like Jim Jordan, Gates, Mark Meadows, people like that. But their role is not to drain the swamp. They are the swamp. Those of you who think you'll get satisfaction from Congress are always going to be disappointed. And there's a reason for that. Trump knows full well that Congress can't be given the evidence that he has. Because Congress is corrupt, it's untrustworthy on both sides. Anything given to them is going to be leaked and contaminated. And there's another thing. Many of the crooks are actually in Congress. Why give them a heads up about what you have? It would be madness to do so. No, in my opinion, the role of the select individuals in Congress is above all to expose the crooks and educate the public. And that is a really good point. I said in my last video about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page that I don't think Congress really knows what's going on as far as the criminality that was involved in the FBI and the DOJ and the intelligence community. I don't think they have access to the texts and the emails. I think they're being kept in the dark intentionally because, as Rex pointed out, if you gave them any of that information, it would immediately be leaked and it would cause huge problems. So I think Trump has kind of firewalled off Congress and has given them very limited access to the information that he has. Only people like Devin Nunes and Chuck Grassley and a few other people, they're given select amounts of information that they can go into their committees, they can subpoena witnesses to testify. Some of that is in open hearing so that we, the people, are watching some of this process go on, and we're red-pilling some people about the corruption. It's a slow, tedious, sometimes ridiculous process, but it's a necessary process because people have to be made aware of what's happening, and this is the way that they've chosen to do it. Those Grassley, Goodlatte, Nunez letters, they're pointers to the evidence that Trump already has. Right, Q said, what is a laser pointer used for? Q has actually used the laser pointer analogy to suggest that the president is using this process to show Grassley, Goodlatte, Nunez, Gowdy what the targets are that they need to go after, what things they need to highlight so the public is aware of what's coming. The letters that Grassley and Goodlatte and Nunez write are made publicly available because they're awakening all of us to what's going on. Those kabuki congressional sessions, think of them as public education and softening up. Perhaps Nunez will be given the honor of dropping some bombshells that expose the worst. He has been magnificent. Plus, it's important that this comes from Congress, which needs root and branch reform. But Trump himself will deliver the hammer blow by declassification. Right, when Trump declassifies those secret documents, that is when the hammer is going to drop. Rex says after that, the floodgates will open. Now, some of you might say that all of this is very unpresidential. Well, Rex says, screw that. You have to remember who Trump is dealing with. Really nasty SOBs who were destroying America while the population slept, and people who would be happy to do it again if they were given a chance. Trump will stop them, but it requires real cunning and genius strategy. That's the how. People will ask, is Trump going to win? Wrong question. Trump has already won. Here's a quote from Sun Tzu. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. It's a good point. Trump has already figured this whole thing out with the generals. He has mapped out the strategy. They already know how they're going to prosecute, when they're going to prosecute. They know exactly how this is all going to play out. They've already won this war. We are just watching the manifestation of their victory that they've already accomplished. Smashing Operation Crossfire to splinters breaks the dam wide open. Trump will then have even bigger targets in his sights after the midterms and all the way to 2020. He will take them down too. You can be certain of that. MAGA, the end. And that is the end of Rex's thread. About a week ago, when Rex and I were talking by private message, I sent him a proof thread. He read through it that night. That night I had a dream that Rex was doing threads on Twitter about Q. I woke up in the morning and he'd messaged me and he said, I'm convinced that Q is a Trump insider. And then we had some more conversations. I don't know if he's gonna actually do more threads on Q in the future. I hope that he does. Like I said, Rex is a pretty influential person on Twitter. If he is able to convince some of the other thread makers on Twitter that Q is legit, this movement is going to gain a lot of steam very quickly. So you might want to keep Rex in prayer. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.